Good day, I'm Chris LeBlanc with a news report. Following in the footsteps of the U.S. and two dozen other countries and regions, Ottawa has issued a travel advisory urging Canadians traveling to Hong Kong to exercise a high degree of caution and monitor local media. The federal government's website says there are identifiable safety and security concerns that could change with little notice due to ongoing and escalating protests in the former British colony. Pro-democracy protesters are demonstrating at Hong Kong's airport today. 2 months of protests, sparked by proposed extradition legislation, have since morphed into calls for broader democratic reforms and investigations into alleged police abuse of force. While relieved a two-week manhunt for the two triple murder suspects from BC is finally over, residents of a northern Manitoba town still have many questions about why the pair ended up in their community in the first place. Gillam leaders and the chief of Fox Lake Cree Nation met Wednesday night with locals after the RCMP announced they believed they'd found the bodies of two murder suspects in dense bush near the Nelson River. Deputy Mayor John McDonald says residents wonder if the two teens drove to Gillam last month because they had no map and made a wrong turn, or if they went there on purpose. He admits it will take time before residents' nerves calm down after 2 weeks of locking doors and staying out of the woods. City officials in Montreal have announced plans to create a 30-square-kilometer urban park in the northwestern part of the island, which would make it one of the largest municipal parks in Canada. Mayor Valérie Plante announced the creation of the Grand Parc de l'Ouest yesterday, which will combine five existing nature parks with other land to create the large urban green space. She said the plan is the most important conservation initiative since the inauguration of Mount Royal Park nearly 150 years ago. And will be a milestone in wetland protection and sustainable development. In sports action, the Yankees and Blue Jays are set to slug it out again one night after making history in Toronto. Despite a 12-6 loss to the Yankees, Blue Jays rookie Bo Bichette became the first player ever to double in 9 straight games. He also homered to give him an unprecedented 13 extra base hits in the first 11 games of his career. For this news report, I'm Chris LeBlanc.